Diagnosing mental illness and determining what drugs to use can be a challenge.
In psychiatry, treatment is more of an art than a science.
University of Cincinnati Associate Professor of Psychiatry David Fleck says one of the major mental illnesses is characterized by mood fluctuation.
Bipolar disorder is a very complex genetic disease. So there's not one single gene that confers some vulnerability for bipolar disorder. There's multiple genes. And not only are there multiple genes, not all of which we understand and know how they work, but there's the interaction with the environment.
There are a number of medications available to treat bipolar disorder, but the big question is which one to use. Fleck was approached by UC Aerospace Engineering professor Dr. Kelly Cohen, who wanted to find other uses for artificial intelligence. In a preliminary study, researchers took functional MRIs of bipolar patients and used a form of artificial intelligence that mimics the human thought process to look at how each patient would react to 8 weeks of lithium, the most effective medication for manic mood swings. It's called fuzzy logic.
There was no guarantees at the time, but we felt that if there was a pattern, because our tools were very, very effective, and we outmatched all the statistical big data type of techniques when working on the Air Force problem, so that gave us the confidence to believe that if there was a pattern, because you have to be able to ensure that in the data you're collecting, there is this ability to make the prediction.
We also includes Dr. Nick Ernest, Cohen's former graduate student and president of Cybernetics. Ernest is the man who, using this same fuzzy logic, beat the Air Force in a simulated game of air warfare. He says his system easily handled the massive amount of data in the bipolar study and was accurate in its predictions.
Literally, it would take roughly infinity time, and you would need a hard drive that could store infinity amounts of information to learn. So it's not a deal where many others would consider applying fuzzy logic to a problem of this scale. So my company creates a number two in particular, software platforms that allow us to really reduce the computational complexity of this approach.
And it works. The computer software predicted with 100% accuracy how patients would respond to lithium. It also predicted the actual reduction in manic symptoms after the lithium treatment with 92% accuracy.
So one of the great things about the machine learning approach that we're taking in artificial intelligence is that it allows us in sort of a non-biased way to just look at any number of brain indices or any kind of biological marker, any kind of sort of objective marker, and just throw them all into a model, basically, and let the model decide.
Its inventor, Dr. Ernest, says the advanced software isn't a flight data recorder which simply records an aircraft's critical information. It thinks in linguistic sentences.
So at the end of the day, we can go in and ask the thing, why did you make the prediction that you did? So it has high accuracy, but also the benefit of explaining exactly why it made the decision that it did.
More tests are needed to make sure the artificial intelligence continues to accurately predict medication for bipolar patients. Ernest says there is no reason this wouldn't work for other illnesses.
It almost doesn't matter what the application is. I mean, this could have been easily whether someone would respond well to a surgery or a different drug. Aside from my company, we utilize this methodology for predicting costs and markets, maintenance for machinery. I mean, really any sort of predictive analytics or big learning type application we could utilize this for.
Ernest has started another study. It's to predict recovery rates for people who have had a concussion. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.